There's a new video circulating on the internet today that's sure to affect morale in the war zone. The video, posted on a website linked to a Taliban group, shows a U.S. soldier in captivity. The Pentagon has confirmed that the soldier is 23-year-old Private First Class Bo Bergdahl from Ketchum, Idaho. In the clip, he's clearly under duress and prompted to say specific things.
I have a very, very good family that I love back home in America, and I miss them every day.
Private Bergdahl was captured earlier this month in eastern Afghanistan. The release of the video comes just as the Pentagon starts its new counterinsurgency strategy in that country. But an analysis of that strategy by Reuters today comes to this conclusion.
Even if the U.S. military has finally found the right formula for the war in Afghanistan, implementing it will still be a huge struggle.
That's Reuters Pentagon correspondent Andrew Gray. He's just back from a week-long trip through the area with the military's top officer, Admiral Michael Mullen. And Andrew Gray is here with me in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Andrew, first, about this young soldier captured, what is the Pentagon saying about efforts to find him?
Well, actually, they're saying very little about that. They've been loath to release details about any efforts they may be making to find him. But what they are saying, what the U.S. military in Afghanistan is doing, is condemning the release of the video, calling it humiliation of a prisoner and saying it's against international law.
Do these kinds of videos have an impact on morale in the field?
It's hard to say. You know, this cases like this have been very rare. This is the first one we're aware of a U.S. soldier in Afghanistan in this situation. Obviously, soldiers are not going to be happy to see a comrade captured. In the same time, it may motivate them more to find him and get him back.
And of course, obviously, it's a delicate balance for the U.S. military because they want to find the guy, but at the same time, they're in the middle of a very serious military campaign in southern Afghanistan.
Right. I think first, one thing that was clear from the trip is that senior officers from Admiral Mullen on down are comfortable with the strategy. They feel they've got the general approach right. They've got that formula correct.
This is the counterinsurgency formula.
Right. It's the counterinsurgency. It's a lot of lessons learned from Iraq when General David Petraeus was in charge there. It's about winning over local people rather than going after the enemy. But even if they have that piece of it correct, it's clearly still going to be a big challenge. Even if they manage to clear terrain and establish security in towns and villages, ultimately, at some point, they have to hand off to Afghan security forces and Afghan authorities. And generally, people give the Afghan army high marks, but there's a feeling now that it's not nearly big enough. And so they're going to have to look to expand it. The police are openly described as a problem.
A problem in terms of corruption.
Corruption is one of the big problems and just lacking basic skills, I think. And so there's a recognition that they're going to have to expand the size of those forces and to improve the quality. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, you have the idea of civil servants, some sort of civil governance.
I know you've been on several trips to Afghanistan over the past few years. What did you see different on this trip versus what you had seen maybe a year ago?
What we notice most of all on these trips now is just the sheer U.S. presence in the south. I mean, it was practically non-existent. And the United States military has gone in there in a fairly large-scale effort. There's a giant camp that has risen out of the desert in Helmand there called Camp Leatherneck. And that's a very tangible sign of thousands of U.S. Marines, about 10,000 in total, who have gone into the south. And it's a very noticeable difference when you're there. There's a huge U.S. presence there that just wasn't there before.
Andrew, by the end of this year, there will be roughly 68,000 U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Did you get the sense from people you spoke to on your trip that will be enough to make this strategy successful?
I think that's an open question. General McChrystal, who's the new commander in Afghanistan, is carrying out a review due in the middle of August, which will address that point, among others. Now, I think he's having a hard look at whether he has enough forces. He's been told to tell Secretary Gates and tell Admiral Mullen what he needs. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to get it. So I think that remains to be seen. I think it's a big job.
Andrew, Defense Secretary Robert Gates is quoted in the LA Times today, and he says, after the Iraq experience, nobody is prepared to have a long slog where it is not apparent we are making headway. The troops are tired. The American people are pretty tired. Are commanders in Afghanistan feeling pressure from the Pentagon to get results quickly?
I think they're aware that they don't have unlimited time here. Military commanders generally pretty aware of the political dimension back home as well. You remember General Petraeus, when he was in Iraq, talked about a Baghdad clock and a Washington clock. So there was a situation on the ground, but there was also a limited amount of patience back home that he had to work with as well. And I think commanders in Afghanistan feel the same way. General McChrystal did say that if there were signs of progress, then the American people would be willing to continue to support the effort. And that's clearly what he and others are under pressure to show in the months ahead.
Andrew Gray covers the Pentagon for the Reuters news agency. Andrew, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.